Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Go out and you try to learn and be a sponge. Don't go out and act like you know everything, because that's going to push everybody away from you.
Before we get into today's episode, I want to mention today's best ever partner and give you a free gift. And that partner is Fund That Flip, and they're going to be giving you a free deal analysis spreadsheet. You know who Fund That Flip is, don't you? Because you're a loyal best ever listener. They've been a sponsor on the show. Matt Rodak, the founder of Fund That Flip, has been on the podcast multiple times, given us his insight on the online lending process. Fund That Flip provides fast, reliable funding for your house flip projects. They're an online platform, makes the application process entirely easy, and they've got a whole bunch of experts on their team who can help you get funding in 24 hours and close within as few as 7 days. And all of you best ever listeners, you're getting a free spreadsheet to help you analyze your projects. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. That's fundthatflip.com/best ever. And you'll get a free deal analysis tool. It'll help you provide a scope of work for your projects, create the scope of work, analyze the profitability of the project, or if it's not profitable, you need to know that too, and make a determination on the max purchase price. Super important. You can print out all the detailed reports, and that will help you get your deals funded faster. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. Get that free analysis tool, fundthatflip.com/best ever. Best ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate podcast. We are going to be talking to a wholesaler today, so we're going to be talking about wholesaling, obviously. How you doing, Josiah Rosebury?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. How are you doing today, Joe?
I'm doing well. Nice to have you on the show. A little bit about Josiah. He is a partner at Walding & Rosebury Holdings, which is a real estate company. He is the owner of JKR Investors, which is a wholesaling and rehabbing investment company. He is based in Fort Worth, Texas, otherwise known as Cowtown, where I grew up. And you can say hi to him at his company's website, which is listed here in the show notes. So with that being said, Josiah, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit more about your background and what you're focused on now?
I've been associated around real estate my whole life. I just never realized that it was going to be a passion for myself. So I finally cracked down. My dad is actually a broker. So I've been around it with him, and he's always pointed out to me, look at that huge building. Somebody just made $1 million off of it. And I was like, wow. But it never occurred to me that I could be that guy. So I jumped into it and wholesaling for myself. Time to build up my money. So I got into wholesaling, which was great to me at the time because I had little money and I knew a little bit about real estate, but not enough to call myself a solid real estate investor. And so that being said, I jumped into finding a mentor. That is one of my biggest advice that I can give to folks is find a mentor that will devote his time to you, but also you strongly devote your time to them. Do what you say you're going to do and study. The next biggest thing I can say, Joe, once you find that mentor, go at it 100 miles an hour and consume yourself with the real estate world. Do everything you can to put yourself around people that are involved with real estate. You think the same thing as well, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. I think finding a mentor certainly is important. I believe when you are ready to, I think we should always educate ourselves as much as possible before we start finding someone, unless we aren't paying them and we're doing some sort of value exchange. If we are, then that's a different story. With your mentor, it doesn't sound like you were paying this person, but you were providing them your time. Is that correct?
I did it two ways, actually, Joe. So at first, I did pay a mentor.
How much?
Several thousands of dollars.
How much initially up front?
It was $7,000.
Okay.
So after I learned quite a bit from that mentor, I started being able to be the boots on the ground for another mentor. So my exchange to him was I was able to go view properties that he may not be in the state or he may be out of town at the moment. When he found a property that he just couldn't get to right away, he knew he could call me and I would get there right away and I would take excellent pictures, excellent videos, everything to the T, and be able to send that back to him where he would have good information on the property to make a decision. In return, I not only got to go out there and start viewing more properties, doing walkthroughs, because really, honestly, Joe, if it's me, I like the homeowner to actually walk me through their property, show me exactly what they would want to fix if they had the money to fix it, what repairs that they think need to be done, because that gives them a little better idea when I give them my offer on why I'm giving that offer. Most of the time, people go in and they go, look, let me do a walkthrough real quick, and I'll come talk to you after. That's their biggest mistake. They're not building rapport. Mm-hmm. And so that was a great thing that I could give in exchange for him, and he was able to get on the phone with me at least once a week and tell me what I need to do to improve my business.
If you paid the one mentor $7,000 up front, why did you need a new one?
You can never learn from too many folks, I don't believe, and you find a strategy that you want to pursue, whether you want to pursue wholesaling subject to, or you want to pursue wholesaling owner finance, or you want to pursue wholesaling strictly rehabs. Whatever it is that you want to go do, I'd find somebody that specializes in that. And so I found somebody that specializes in rehabs because that's obviously our company. We grew into that company. We wanted to be wholesalers and rehabbers as well. So find somebody that has a very solid background in whatever avenue you want to take and then learn from them.
How many deals would you say you did in 2016, just roughly?
Two deals a month.
And are those wholesale deals or are you also rehabbing?
That's just in wholesales.
Okay. And how much are you making on average per deal?
I'd say right around $7,500.
Mm-hmm. And not including your marketing costs to get the lead and overhead that you have?
Yeah, that is not including that.
Okay. And how long have you been wholesaling?
A little over a year now.
Okay. About two deals a month, a little over a year. And you mentioned you also focus on rehabbing. So have you done a rehab project yet?
Our company has not done it fully ourselves. We have financed some deals, kind of per se hard money lenders, but we're not. But that's slowly our way of learning is we put a little bit of money in a deal with other companies that are rehabbing, and they allow you to get a return on your money, obviously. But on top of that, we get to be a part of the rehab. Like one, we're doing downtown in Fort Worth right now off North Bailey Street, and we put some money in that deal, and they're doing a full rehab. They're actually tearing the top off the roof and adding another 1,500 square feet. So it's been very interesting getting to learn from those folks, but I wouldn't suggest just to jump off into one if you really don't have the team behind you.
Okay, so you are investing in other rehabbers' deals to make a little bit of money on the interest, but then also learn the process while you watch them do that.
Most definitely. It's all about the learning of the process.
Hmm. And just curious, what's the rate of return that they're offering for that?
I actually did a small loan with a short term, and it's 15%.
Okay. 15% annualized?
It's only for 6 months.
Okay.
15. So it's 15% off the top.
15% in total for 6 months?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's really, if it annualized, it'd be a 30% interest.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's an approach I hadn't come across before, where a wholesaler was actually investing their funds in rehabbers' deals in order to learn the process. How much can you learn as a investor in someone else's deal in this example?
Depends who you are investing in. I've got a great relationship with the company that I have invested in, and it's really up to you. How much time do you want to be there? How much time do you want to devote yourself to be around the construction and understand the process of what they're having to go through? So you can find some folks that probably they want your money and they're going to tell you a little bit here and there on how the rehab goes, but it's up to you to find the right person that you can build a rapport with and build a relationship with that wants to take their time and show you the steps 100% of the way. Now, obviously, the more money you put in the deal, they're going to definitely want to explain things a little bit more clearly to you. And the less money you put in the deal, you're just a littler guy, so they don't care about you as much.
Mm-hmm. What have you learned specifically from this project so far?
Big thing is permits. Every time somebody goes into rehabs, they don't take in consideration of the permits. I know that in this particular rehab, there was a big issue on the garage. In this particular neighborhood, they set in a two-car garage and they wanted it to be a two-car garage. And if we did that, then we would have crossed over into the other person's property. So we had to work a lot on how to go about doing these permits and getting it solved with the city to understand that we can't structure this home this way. There's a lot of hiccups that a lot of people don't consider before they go in and rehabbing a property. That's one of the biggest expenses. Your engineer, not your biggest expenses, but your engineers, they're going to carry a pretty high load as well. They help you out a lot before you go in and you start a project.
What did the solution end up being with that?
We actually totally restructured the home and figured a way to knock out a couple walls and impede into the home some, where we got a two-car garage finally into that. It took a lot more time, and instead of thinking that we're going to get this project done in 6 months, it's going to be more like 8 months.
And since you are also in on that deal, does your 15% just get watered down because it was originally 6 months, or is there some sort of proration that's taken into account?
The best part about it is I didn't actually give in my money until after that was all structured correctly. So actually, mine didn't get affected.
Okay, you got in month two then.
I was just there at the beginning trying to analyze all the numbers and understanding whether it would be a good fit for my company to put our money into it.
Let's talk about the last deal that you did where you were the wholesaler. Can you tell us about it and give us the numbers?
The last one was in, let me see here. I'm trying to remember the address because I've got a couple of them under contract at the moment. I can pull up the exact numbers on it as well. It was here in Sanger. It was actually, the property was owned by a lady that had inherited several properties. And she just didn't want to deal with the tenants any longer and didn't want to pay a bunch of taxes on the properties and was just ready to get rid of them. So we actually ended up buying this property for $55,000. ARV on that property was right around $130,000, $135,000. The repairs on that property was very minor. It was only like $15,000, if I remember correctly, on repairs. And then we ended up selling that property for $79,000.
So quick math, what was the profit on that?
$24,000.
All right, yeah, that's a nice chunk of change. What is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Find cash buyers. Without a cash buyer, you have no deal.
How do you find cash buyers? What's been an effective tactic for you?
I associate myself with any club that is around me. That's honestly networking and going to these clubs and making yourself a regular face there every single week. And people will start to talk with you because they're going to want to see how motivated are you? How dedicated are you to this business? Because if there's hundreds of people that want to be in real estate every single day, there's hundreds and hundreds of people that want to be a part of real estate. But they don't want to do the things necessary to stay in real estate. So you're going to actually be here 6 months down the road. And if you show up every single week and you put yourself in front of these people every single week and you go out and you try to learn and be a sponge, don't go out and act like you know everything because that's going to push everybody away from you. Nobody likes to know it all, especially when you don't know anything. Go out and be a sponge and put yourself in front of those people and gather information and keep building that rapport with them. Follow up with them. Even if you don't have a property, follow up with them and say, hey, look, I haven't had a property in your area in quite some time. I just wanted to follow up and hope your week's going well. You know, something short, sweet. Let them know that you're there and you're still thinking about them. It puts your name in front of their face.
It's interesting. And maybe in addition to the, I just wanted to make sure you're well, give them something of value, because even if you don't have a property, you can still give them something that would help them in whatever they originally told you they were focused on.
Most definitely. Part of the first mentor that I had, I got list and list of drip emails. And so I have a list of emails that go out every 12 days to every 18 days that follows up with my cash buyers, educating them on whether it's finding more private money lenders or crowdfunding or whatever it may be. That gives them a little bit of information as well.
You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yes, sir.
All right. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Remember to get your free deal analysis tool for your flips at fundthatflip.com/best ever. That's fundthatflip.com/best ever. It will detail your scope of work, help you analyze if the project's profitable, and make a determination on the max purchase price. fundthatflip.com/best ever. Are you looking to boost your investment returns? Then MSeed Laubscher has a unique strategy to maximize the use of every dollar. If you're interested to learn more about infinite banking, you can request your free copy of Becoming Your Own Banker by Nelson Nash from MC. Just email MC at info@cashflowninja.com. That's info@cashflowninja.com. What's the best ever book you've read?
Oh, man, this is probably going to be an original. But it is definitely what jump-started me on changing my mindset. Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Awesome.
Best ever deal you've done?
It was a $30,000 deal. It was actually one of the first deals that I ever done. I bought the properties side by side. It was two properties. and put it all under one contract and was able to wholesale it within, I believe it was 14 days. We got the deal closed and we cleared $30,000.
Two deals that were bought side by side, but they were separate deeds, correct?
Correct.
Was it the same buyer?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you find that buyer? Since it was your first deal, that's why I'm curious.
Actually, I was shooting it out on Postlets and Craigslist and everything. And I actually had a realtor call me. And I love working with realtors as long as they can work with me on my terms. And I told the realtor the percentage of $5,000. And so I was able to have that realtor bring that buyer to the table. And I was able to pay the realtor $5,000. And I made my 30, and it was all done and deal, and I was over the top excited, as you can imagine.
Absolutely. That first deal, for sure. What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate so far?
Oh, man. I was trying to build a rapport with this huge investor. He buys anywhere from 100 to 150 properties a year, and he had a couple properties that he was going to take a loss on. You buy that many properties a year, somehow, some way, you probably are going to lose money every once in a while. Well, he did, and I wanted to build a rapport with him. So I got in contract with him where I could get my deposit out. Well, I wanted this property. I had it sold to an investor friend of mine for a little less than what I had it under contract for. So I had to go back and renegotiate our contract. Well, for me to renegotiate our contract, he wanted $2,000 earnest deposit, non-refundable. And I signed that deal, turn around, go to send my assignment form to my cash buyer. They end up not wanting it. So I was stuck in it for $2,000 out of my pocket. And that was not a smart decision. I should have restructured that deal and explained to both sides what I'm trying to do for both of them. But luckily, I was able to finally move that property, and it was actually two properties of his that I got tied in on. The one investor closed, the other one backed out. Since I closed the one deal, and I set up several luncheons with this investor and got to know him very well and explained to him that I'm losing $2,000 on the deal, and I can't afford to lose that $2,000. And he was super generous and gave me my earnest money deposit back.
That was very kind of him.
Yes, sir. Don't tie your money in a deal unless you absolutely are 100% sure that you're going to be the one closing it.
How can the best ever listeners get in contact with you?
My phone number is 817-406-3818, or you can reach me at 903-360-4145. Whether it's 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it may be, get in contact with me. I'll pick it up if it's a deal.
Well, Josiah, thank you for being on the show. Two takeaways that I hadn't come across before. One is, as a wholesaler who wants to get into rehabs, investing in other fix and flippers rehabs and learning at the job site along the way, and you're making money along the way, assuming that things are going according to plan. That's one. And then two is, on your very first deal, you partnered with a real estate agent. They found the buyer and you ended up paying them $5,000. You made $30,000, and there you go. Really unique partnership right out of the gate, I believe. So thanks so much for being on the show, sharing all your stories. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Joe, thank you very much. Have a great day, sir.
Are you looking to boost your investment returns? Then MC Laubscher has a unique strategy to maximize the use of every dollar. If you're interested to learn more about infinite banking, you can request your free copy of Becoming Your Own Banker by Nelson Nash from MC. Just email MC at info@cashflowninja.com. That's info@cashflowninja.com.